Well, it's a great pleasure to be here. We were supposed to originally leave, my wife and I, on Sunday, but weeks ago we predicted that the championship World Cup game would be on Sunday, so we made it a Monday flight out so we could share in the victory in a bar with everybody else. It's a great pleasure to be here and to share in the birthday of Ramon. And I'm very happy that everyone's going through all this trouble for me. This is the last talk I ever give with transparencies. I have the whole staff here, everybody. Pedro, I've been working with very carefully. He's one of the scientists, of course. And they've been going crazy, trying to get things set up for me here. Let's see how it goes. But this will be it. This may be the last transparency talk in the universe. So it's a John Perdue. Yeah, we're both from Tulane, and so could I have this? Sure. I could put it there. Well, I have to. Okay. Well, we'll put it over here. Well, it's got to be flat. It has to be flat. Right. All right, so let's see. The talk will be time. Well, supposed to be. How did that happen? It was supposed to be gone there. We worked on it yesterday. How do you want me to do it now? No, it doesn't. So we rehearsed this. This is all right, now the lights go off. Okay, now what about the light? Wasn't there a light? This is good. All right, we have now. But what about the light? You have to bend the lights. Remember, we rehearsed this, the dimming of the lights, and okay. So anyway, so the title will be with on variation principles in time, independent density functional theory for ground and excited states. And first, I will give the Marcel talked about the proof of the Homberg-Cohn theory during the first lecture. Where's the thing? Okay. So why is there still on here? Okay. This over here. How do we get rid of this here? This is great. How much time do I have? All right, now we're all right. We're okay. Yeah. This is great. Okay. So the first thing I will do is review the extension of the original Homberg-Cohn theorem to include degeneracies through the simple constrained search formulation that I put forth in 1979. The constrained search has been talked about here in several talks. The original Homberg-Cohn theorem was only for the non-degenerate case because it used a proof by contradiction. However, when you use the constrained search proof, you don't use this, and as a result, in just three lines for the variational theorem, you have both the degenerate and non-degenerate case. And I will give this, since this is my first lecture here, and hopefully not my last, I promise to not use transparencies, right. And so I will present it here. And this constrained search formulation was used by Cohn in his published Nobel lecture in the Reviews of Modern Physics. So he did not use his proof by contradiction for the variational theorem. He used my constrained search approach. So this is an advertisement. The difference between American football and European football, world football, of course, not just European, is that in American football you have a play and then there's an advertisement. A play and advertisement. In world football, it goes on continuously. So here I had a play and an advertisement. Right? When you have a commercial, you have a movie star talking, supporting a product, and here I have a Nobel Prize winner supporting a product. Then I shall discuss status of existence of time-independent excited state DFT with minimum principle with Paul Ehrs. We saw some marvelous time-dependent work yesterday on excited states. One of the problems with time-independent, you have to have orthogonality to the ground state, which makes it hard to have a universal function of just the density. And we will, in our work, show that you could go most of the way in defining a universal functional with simply a small bifunctional correction in principle. It's just the start of this work that we're presenting. All right, so let's first now go and put down this theorem here. And this is in just a few lines, the constraint search proof of the generalized Hohenberg-Kohn variational theorem. And it's simply three lines. You do the variational theorem in simply three lines. And this line, I got my associate professorship, my full professorship and tenure was in this line here. And we will have, it's for degeneracies and non-degeneracies. And I have photocopies of this, and I will sign it. You know, this is the land of Picasso and Gaudi, and it's a beautiful piece of artwork here, and I will gladly sign it. All right, so let's go through this. The ground state energy is this minimum over psi of the integral of psi h psi, and this is h, v, and t operator, and vee operator. And now in the next line, instead of minimizing over psi, if I minimize over all psi, it's the same thing as minimizing over rho and all psi that integrate to rho. From the work of Harriman, we know there are infinite number of psi's that yield rho. All right, so minimizing over all psi is the same as this minimization here. All right, now, well, if psi yields rho, or psi integrates to rho, and we're looking over all psi that integrates to rho, then we have an integral of v times rho, right? All these psi's that integrate to rho give the same value here. So then this minimization here just goes in here. I hope you all could see this here. And now this is the universal functional f of rho. Again, for degeneracies and non-degeneracies, I never assumed anything. There's no assumption, there's no proof by contradiction. So this is a simple three-line proof of the variational theorem. Okay, now let's go on and simply, this get moved. Okay. Okay. So again, what we have is E ground state is the minimum of rho, V of rho, F of rho, and this is F of rho here. This is it, simply this here. And of course, you don't actually do this calculation psi yields rho. It says that for each rho, there exists an F of rho, and this is its definition here. In the original Hohenberg-Kohn theorem, this is an expectation of some ground state of some external potential, not the one necessarily you're interested in. That's called a V representability requirement. You don't have this here as well. But what's wonderful, of course, is that you then say, well, I want to mimic this, and immediately properties come. Scaling properties and all other kinds of properties for the approximation come directly out of this. And this was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, 1979, and it follows in the spirit of a work by Perkis on non-interacting systems. Are there any questions about this proof here? Nobody has any questions. Okay, so let's go on. Now, that's the variational theorem. Now, what about this idea that rho ground state determines all properties of the system? How do we know that? What we're doing is turning the original Hohenberg-Cohn theorem, we're switching it. I'm doing the variational theorem first, and then the idea that rho ground state contains all the information of the system is given next. All right? So if you've never seen this before, how do we know that how do we get psi ground state from rho ground state? If you've never seen this, if you know in principle how do you do it, that establishes that rho ground state gives psi ground state. So if you've never seen this before, I'll give you a euro. If you can, a signed euro. Well, this is it. Look. Okay. So, given, we've got to get this right, okay. Okay, given rho ground state, then psi ground state, now we're going to establish that rho ground state gives psi ground state, right? This whole romantic thing that we have the great, wonderful result that rho ground state gives psi ground state. Well, given rho ground state, psi ground state is clearly identified as the wave function that yields rho ground state and simultaneously minimizes the expectation value of 2 plus VE, right? Given rho ground state, obviously the ground state wave function is the one that gives the lowest expectation value of the sum of the kinetic plus repulsion, because all wave functions that integrate to rho ground state have the same expectation value with respect to the external potential. So this is just one simple step, how rho ground state yield a psi ground state. Now, degeneracies give no problem because if you have many of these psis that yields rho, all the ground states associated with rho grounds will have to give the same value of the T plus VE, so you get all of them out. Next, you have rho ground state yields psi ground state, and then psi ground state yields H, because a ground state wave function or any wave function can be a eigenfunction of only one Hamiltonian with a local potential. So then we know rho ground state, psi ground state, H, all properties of the system. Any questions here? Okay, so it's all very simple. You'll all go home, if you haven't seen this before, you'll know how to get rho ground state, how to get psi ground states from rho ground state conceptually. Marcel, in the first day, I don't know if he's here, but he talked about the marvelous little work of Wilson, E.B. Wilson, who was, by the way, a co-author of Pauling in one of the first quantum chemistry books that came out a few years after the advent of quantum mechanics. And he had some proof involving the cusp, a very pretty proof. I had lunch with him in 1979, and he stated when he saw these simple proofs, he felt that there could be no content to the theorem, meaning that the whole Hohenberg-Cohn, or generalized Hohenberg-Cohn, etc., would never lead to anything practical because the proofs are so simple. And we have to beware of that, right? The utility of something should not be dependent upon a complicated proof.
Are you joking? You're really?
Okay. Okay. So, I have 5 minutes. Good. That's for the talk, just. I could do other things after that. Okay. Okay. So, let me go past the excited state work, and let me go on to, let me continue with the excited state work. Okay, so let's since we're dealing with the variation theory, that's what I will concentrate on here. And let's ask ourselves if you have excited state and time dependence independent theory, then again, well, the problem is orthogonality to the ground, which you don't have to worry about with the ground state, of course. And a paper with Agnes Snodge and PRL in 1999, we had a bifunctional for time-independent excited state theory. And we had F of rho V is a min of psi yields rho psi orthogonal to the ground state wave function. So we're just talking about the first excited state, but this could be generalized. But you need, you see, to make a bifunctional rho and V. V is the V of interest, and then you get an equality here. But still, this is a tough animal because you need rho and V. What about a universal functional involving just rho? So you could just play with that and develop approximations for that. Well, Elliot Leeb showed that that does not exist. You can't get a minimum. And we want a functional with a minimum because that enables one to derive properties of the functional. Okay, so this is now a modification of a functional of Leeb, and now we're seeing if there is something universal. Odd, but there is something universal, but it does not give the exact first excited state energy. What it does, instead, it gives an upper bound. We define G of rho is the max over W, FRW, where FRW is the minimum expectation of our psi orthogonal to the ground state. Now, if you have V here, you have the Levi-Nash functional, and you get an equality here. But the problem there is that it requires a bifunctional. So to avoid the bifunctional, you then max over W, you see. And that brings everything up higher, but you do have a universal functional. Okay, so then the object is to have mostly a expression with a universal functional with a bifunctional correction. And that's the best we could do, and perhaps we could work with that. So let me give this here. Upside down, okay. And we have this here. Okay. Okay, can you get over in here? Maybe not. Okay, well, we'll just first put this part here. So this is EV ground state is less than or equal to this inequality here I put before. But you can now have G of rho plus Q rho V here is the bifunctional. And it's the definite difference between F rho V and this max here. And it's less than or equal to zero. And Paul Ayers and I derived a necessary property for this small correction Q rho V, and there has to be less than or equal to zero, and It's stationary with respect to the functional derivative about W at rho v ground state. So it's nice to have the properties, and the next thing is to help develop the functionals. I realize a lot has been done with time independent, but there's always another way to look at things. Again, obviously people have worked with time independent excited state functionals, but what the approach here is to try to work with a minimum principle to derive constraints. Now, we had the max here, so you may say, well, doesn't this drive it way up? What's very interesting is that if you take this max over W out on this side here, right? So rather than having it in here, in the over here, if you put it on the outside, you get an equality. There's a well-known min-max situation. So the difference here is that the max goes on the other side. This is actually the previous slide that I was talking about with the max. But okay, so that is all I wish to say today. Well, no, I'm not. Do I have any more time?
You're talking discussion time.
I'm talking discussion time. One thing I will do then, if I'm just one thing to add, is the let's just stop it here. What I wanted to do is talk about recent work with Philippe Boulat at Duke. And at Duke, I'm thankful for Weitao Yang's hospitality. I'm a visiting professor there now, having retired from Tulane and North Carolina A&T, and which is an extension of the work of the chair here, Everett John Behrens, and Gerling and Scuseria Davidson, etc. They have these proximate potentials, and we have an exact expansion correction. But maybe I'll do that in the next lecture. Okay, it's okay.
I have two questions.
Okay.
Can I have a signed copy?
Okay. Sure.
And the second question was, is there something like a Legendre transform form of this, these four excited states? Or can you
Sure. There's a Legendre transform, as with ground states, there's a Legendre transform for excited states as well. An advantage, there are Legendre transform functionals for, of course, the ground states, and a utility of them is to help you use wave functions to do wave function calculations and get potentials, etc. And a disadvantage of the Legendre transform is that the properties of the functional are not evident. In the constrained search, the properties are more evident. It's the same thing here with the excited state. More properties will come out.
Any more questions?
Yeah.
If the determination of psi is being just to reobtain rho and to minimize the kinetic energy plus the
right.
which is a functional of rho. So in like right. principle, you have everything connected with rho.
Right.
So why is it so that at least I already say that it's not possible to recover all the wave function from the experiment of the Deming row.
Well, wait, from the exact row you can get...
There is a... was an interest to obtain experimentally the row and then the Deming psi.
Right.
Sometimes I heard that this is not totally possible because you would have different psi possible to get the same row. This is, of course, it is true if you do not consider that you should minimize also.
Right.
But if this stuff is also a function of rho, so at the end it should be possible because everything is connected with rho.
Right. So you have very infinite number of psi's that yields rho, and you find to get the ground state density from your rho, you find the wave function that yields rho and minimizes the expectation value of T plus VE. You do that in principle.
So it should be right. Possible to
that. Sure, I mean in principle, right. That's all. And this shows that all the properties of the system in rho, because rho yields psi, and then psi gives the Hamiltonian, etc. Right. I was going to talk about Firtov's talk a little bit, what happens when you have single determinants, etc., but I don't think there's time for that, is there?
Do you want to have final comments? I'm ready? No? Okay, then we're finished. We send the speaker again.